Hey Ducks fans and hockey fans, welcome in to an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey here, as always, in the Paul Kariya studio. It's officially training camp week. This time of the year is just so exciting. I know I said that in last week's episode after the Golf Classic, but now we're getting closer and closer to the start of the hockey season, only just a few short weeks away before the Ducks are going to be taking the ice at Honda Center. Well, and of course, we have preseason too, which is right around the corner, but it's not quite the same feel as the regular season, that opening night at Honda Center. It's just the best, and I cannot wait for this season. It has a different feel about it going into the year. Obviously, a lot of changes in this offseason between some additions to the roster, a brand new coaching staff. It's a different look for this Ducks team, and that's something in itself to get excited about. That's the word heading into the year. But getting to today's episode, that brings me to our media day interviews. Some of the best times. One of my favorite parts heading into the season is always these 2 days, because it's just catching up with the guys, seeing how their summers went, what they did, how their training went, maybe some fun stories. And we got a lot of that this year. And we didn't do the typical, hey, let's sit down at a table, let's talk about your summer. No, we changed things up this year. And since this is a podcast, I want to set the scene a little bit. So at Great Park Ice, we had our setup like we usually do for now. This is our fourth year of doing these media day interviews. But this year, our producer, Stefan Bell, had this great idea to make it a little fun, give a little competitive spirit to the day. So we set up some cornhole boards. We set up a putting green. And while the guys chatted about their summer with me, they got to, you know, compete in cornhole against me, which is one of my favorite things to do. I love cornhole, being from Ohio. You know, it's in my Midwest roots. And then they also got to go out on the putting green, which, if you know anything about hockey players, you know they love golf. And you probably got to hear a little bit about that in last week's episode with the Golf Classic. So that being said, we had some fun this year. The guys loved it. And now we get to bring you all of these interviews over the next month. We're going to spread them out and just give them to you as the season approaches. So that leads us to this first episode of Media Days. And we are bringing you Ryan Strom, Chris Kreider, and Jacob Trouba, three former New York Rangers. But they all kind of have a little bit of a tie in this episode. That's why we put them together. So starting out with Ryan Strom, he's going to be the first person you get to hear from in this episode. He is now heading into his fourth year on his contract with the Anaheim Ducks. And it's funny, when you look back at his numbers the last three seasons, it's kind of odd how it worked out. He's had 41 points all three seasons he's been here in Anaheim. Last season playing all 82 games, which is obviously always impressive, especially for a guy who's been in the league for quite a bit of time at this point. So he just talks a lot about the energy heading into this year, how it feels to get a guy like Chris Kreider on the team, a little bit about his fun travel that he had. And I mean, he loves SoCal. He's really adopted the life here. So I'm not going to spoil too much of it, but wanted to set the scene once again heading into this interview. So let's get to it now with Ryan Strom.
We're here with Ryan Strom at the Anaheim Ducks Media Day. Stromer, this is, what is it, our third media
fourth,
day together?
Fourth? Well, maybe, I don't know, my no, fourth.
Yeah, yeah. My so, fourth. And it looks a little different this year.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome
Where's the
back.
Booth? There's no booth here.
Well, we have the backdrop
instead.
Oh,
the backdrop, of course.
Well, we decided to make it more fun this
Keep
year.
Keep it cash?
Yeah. Right. We're going to play some cornhole, play some golf
this
as well.
This isn't regulation difference apart, though.
No,
but
not
that's
at
fine.
All.
We'll let it slide.
So, first off, how was your summer? How's it feel to be back?
It's great. Summer's awesome. Getting to be around like family is amazing. My grandparents are, you know, a big part of my life. So getting to see them for a couple months is amazing. And kind of the thing I look forward to the most, I know they won't be around forever. And I try to, you know, really cherish the summers with them and stuff. So it's fun. And then getting back here, I mean, California's basically home now. And it's so nice when you get back here. I mean, that first feeling when you step off the plane is unreal. Such a good feeling, that air. And, you know, just being down in the Orange Counties is such a nice community to live in. And we've got a lot of friends here now, and we're very busy, and, you know, feels like a dream. You know, you wake up in Orange County, get to play hockey and live here. We feel really lucky. So it's great to be back and ready to get going.
Now we get to play cornhole.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Well, we're going to keep talking about...
Enough with the small talk, okay? Is that what you're trying to say? All right.
We're going to play some... We're going to talk about your summer a little bit.
So what are the rules here? What are you... Is going one for one?
Yeah, one for one.
One round? Are we doing two rounds?
We can do two.
We got to keep it competitive.
Yeah.
All right. 3 points in the hole, 1 point on the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, ladies first.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, let's see how it goes. You play a lot of cornhole?
I don't know. Maybe not as much as you do, clearly.
Let's talk about your summer. Did you get to see your brothers much?
Yep. I'm around them all the time. We skate and work out together. And then we spent some time, oh my God, spent some time on the lake this summer, which is amazing. And now I'm really in one. It was good though. We did a lot of wake surfing this summer. That was kind of like our new hobby.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually good at wake surfing, unlike cornhole apparently. So I'm getting killed.
Who's driving the boat?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the driver. My one brother will take over from time to time, but I like to be in charge. But no, it was really fun. Just getting to do new things. We never lived on a lake before. I think loser's up, so you're beating me.
Okay, go ahead, redeem yourself.
Never been on a lake before for a whole summer, so it was amazing, and we really liked it. And yeah, it was fun to try something new. Wake surfing's super fun and really chill, and it was a good time.
As far as having all of these familiar faces.
There we go. Finally got one.
All these familiar faces now in Orange County. We talked about it at the Golf Classic. You know, you guys are living pretty close too, and they're checking out their pools.
Yeah.
So how does that bring a sense of comfort for you even this year?
Yeah, it's good. I think like I'm a little bit corny in the sense that I think that the closer a team is off the ice, the better they're going to be on the ice. And I think that even this year, not just the new guys we've gotten and my old Rangers buddies, but we've got like almost all the team living in the same area. And that's a great thing. We've been hanging out a lot already. And we've become a group that I think we've gone through some tough times, and it kind of makes you really close and you bond through those moments. So we're all really good friends off the ice. And like I said, I think that just helps your chemistry on the ice. And we enjoy each other's company, which is a good thing, I guess.
The addition of Coach Quinville this season, obviously a big moment in the off season. What are you looking forward to about learning from him?
I just think that, I think this is like my 13th year, and you look back on it, all the different coaches you've had, and to have a coach that's second all time in NHL wins, it's not every day. And I didn't know if I would ever have that. I mean, I've watched the Blackhawks of the 2010s just dominate, and I hear such great things. I play with Nick Leddy and a couple of guys that have played for him, and just to get the chance to, you know, be under his guidance and try to grow under him and become the best player I can be, even though, you know, I think as you get older, you want to continue to push and be as good as you can be. And I'm looking forward to that challenge and under his guidance and his leadership. And he's been around the block. He's done it with great players. And there's always so much you can learn. And you can't say enough. I think the enthusiasm is through the roof.
Let's head over to golf now.
That might be a little better for me, actually.
We know that, you know, this is something here you go. So
that's lefty.
Well, it's backwards, actually.
On purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
So you could put the ball on the dot, and then
are
we
going seven feet?
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how long it takes you to get a hole in one here. It took Truba only two turns.
All right. I don't even know it could stay up there. Who made this thing? The architect of this putter needs to be examined.
There we go. Two. Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Not bad.
Do you want to use the
Happy Gilmore putter?
Happy Gilmore. Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2?
I did.
What'd you think?
I hated it. I hated it. I'm a traditionalist. I thought the first one was one of the best movies of all time. I honestly almost turned the second one off. I just thought it was just like a little corny, but you know what? Good for them for trying it and whatever. And no one's looking. Adam Sandler hasn't missed much on his Netflix movies, but I thought that one he kind of missed a little bit. But he's one of my favorite actors, so it was, whatever. Killed a couple hours.
One of the fun things that you mentioned to me was that you got to go to Ireland for a golf trip. What was that like?
Ireland is amazing. I've never really been on vacation that much other than like hockey related, especially to Europe. So it was awesome. We had unbelievable weather, which is very rare for Ireland. And it was a great time. We got to play 7 golf rounds in 8 days. So we were very busy. And a once in a lifetime trip, I think it was great. Usually I'm like the planner behind most of the things that go on. And this time I didn't have to plan anything. I just had to book a flight and show up. And it was it was so much fun. I highly recommend Ireland to anybody. I think they have a great, rich traditional, like a history, and the people there are so friendly and kind, and the Guinness tasted really good, and it was a fun trip.
Who did you go with?
My buddy John Tavares, who was placed for the Leafs. It was his 1,000th NHL point gift from the Leafs, so I was one of the four guys that got invited somehow, so weaseled.
Who were the other ones?
Two guys that you wouldn't know, okay. But it was great, and he was my landlord, actually, my first 2 years in the NHL. Me and him lived together, and he was like four or five years older than me, so he was like a big role model to me, and I think I was kind of like a little bit of a younger brother model to him, and we had some great times together, so it's cool that we're still buddies now, and he invited me on this trip, and it was awesome. I can't say enough about Ireland and the golf and the fun. It was, I definitely came back a little more tired than I expected because we went out a little bit, but it's a great country, and the golf was unreal.
How was he as a landlord?
He was good. He's very serious. You know, that's kind of his, like, he's like the most dedicated, disciplined human I've ever been around, and then I'm probably a little bit on the other end of the spectrum of that. So it was great. I think we were really good for each other. When I was younger, I kind of learned how to be a professional, and he probably had some more fun with me around. And I think that we were a great mix for each other. So we've had a great relationship ever since. And I'm happy that he still thinks of me so highly and invited me on his golf trip. And it was a good time.
Last one for you, Stromer. Heading into this season, it feels like there's a different energy around the team right now. What are you looking forward to about this new challenge?
I think that for me personally, just the last 3 years have been really tough. I think from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint, I think like we've kind of started off decent and then we kind of just fell off the map at the end of the year. And especially like for me, I think I've kind of got really frustrated towards the end of the year knowing that we're going to miss the playoffs and stuff like that. And I think this year, I think just having some more optimism about the team, I think the younger guys are kind of taking a step and older guys are trying to show them the ropes. And I think that's going to just be a great combination this year. And, you know, for me, I think it's just an excitement. I mean, it's not every day you get to see these things through. And I think we've had a couple tough years and now we're kind of turning that corner, hopefully. So to be able to see it through and try to put my best foot forward, have my best year ever, and help out the young guys take another step and be a good teammate and just continue to grow, I think is exciting. And there's lots to look forward to. And now it's our job to kind of match that optimism on the ice.
Well, looking forward to another season with you. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for kicking my butt. Appreciate it.
Cornhole is kind of my thing,
yeah,
I will
college
say.
College girl, right?
But you have the golf at least.
That's right.
So, yeah. Well, thank you again, and good luck with training camp.
Thank you.
Stromer really has a future in media. I mean, he's always a joy to talk to, always has a lot to say. And I think he enjoyed the competitiveness of our different our change up for media days this year. Next up, we have Chris Kreider, the newest face for this Ducks organization. So much buzz about him joining the team this year. 13 seasons in New York, and now he gets traded to the Ducks, a fresh start. He talks about it. I'm not going to give too much away, but he's someone that could really make a difference with this Ducks lineup. He did have a surgery over the summer, so he had to rehab that. He'll talk about that in this interview, but he's ready to go now, and he's been someone that, it's been a short amount of time since we've gotten to know him, but looking forward to seeing his personality off the ice a little bit more and what he can do on the ice. I mean, he's just ready to play hockey again. You can tell. But it is a big change for him. And I think that, you know, that can take some time. You play in one place your entire career. You come into a new organization. Everything is different. So hopefully he liked the differentness of our Duckstream Media Day interview. So let's not spoil it anymore and now get to hear from Chris Kreider.
We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days alongside Chris Kreider, one of the newest faces on the team, and he's already getting to the green. So let's just get going. We're going to have some fun here. You're going to putt and then we're going to toss some bags. But while you're doing this, we're going to talk a little bit about you and your summer. So how has it been since you got here to Orange County?
Awesome. Can't beat the weather. Food's great. People are super nice. So the organization's been fantastic. So super happy to be here.
And you got to already take part in the Golf Classic. So it's not like this is too different from what you were doing a few days
Same
ago.
Thing.
Do you get to do a lot of golf?
No, not really. I feel like the summers fill up pretty quickly for me. So yeah. I enjoy it, but I don't get to golf a whole lot. As you could probably tell from that.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Par three that you videotaped.
Yeah, we didn't use that one.
Oh, never mind. I'm great at golf then. I'm great.
Where did you spend your summer?
Connecticut, yeah. I always kind of lived in the Northeast. I've lived in the Northeast my whole life, so.
How was
your... It's a little different.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was your training this off season comparatively?
Longer, because we didn't make playoffs. Had a little surgery on my hands, so it was good to get healthy, though, and get back after it and get ready for the year.
It looks like it's doing okay for you right now, too.
Doesn't affect my putting.
One of the things, during the trade was there was a lot of love that came out of it from fans and everyone. You know, did you receive any advice on this next journey for you?
Yeah. Current teammates, former teammates, all really excited for me. I think it was just the right time and the right move and the right organization. So looking forward, not looking back. I'm just super excited to be here.
Did you see the other putter here, the backwards putter? Do you want to try that one out?
Not really, but I will.
A lot of the guys have had some interest in that one. So it's a bit different than your typical. See how you do.
I mean, that's you, Bill.
It was online. That's fun.
Since you've been here skating, getting to know everyone, what have you thought about the facilities and just the feel around the team coming into the season?
Facilities are super nice. I've really only have one thing to compare it to, but and I'm not disparaging the Rangers setup.
Yeah.
But standalone, the Anaheim setup is incredibly nice. It's nice that everything's pretty close by. Like, everyone lives fairly close. Practice rink, game rink, airport, everything's fairly close. So I think that makes life a little bit easier. What was the second part of the question?
No, you really got it. But in terms of having these familiar faces too, how does that help the transition?
Frank, Stromer, Troops, they've been so helpful from day one. I'm living very, very close to Jacob. So that'll be interesting.
In what way?
I'm like two doors down from him.
Okay.
We're in the same cul-de-sac.
So you're going to see him a lot.
Constantly. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But no, they've all been awesome. They're some of my favorite teammates, great friends. So to play with them again, like, you know, you don't always get that opportunity. So it's not something I'm taking for granted. And I mean, I think it's a team full of really good people. Everyone's been so welcoming, so friendly. So I'm really excited to get to know everyone as well as I know those three.
Yeah. Do you want to move over to the bags?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. Oh, last one.
One
here
more
we
with
go.
The reverse putter. Buried it. Went in, right? Yeah, totally.
So do you play cornhole much, ever?
Occasionally.
Okay. And how would you rate your skills?
I don't know. Probably.
Depends
on the day.
Okay.
It's a little short.
In terms of a little bit more on the hockey side from this summer, you took part in the shoulder check showcase, and that was the first time that you were sporting the orange.
Yeah.
Got a lot of reactions from that?
Yeah, a lot of positive reactions, but there were a lot of Anaheim guys there, so I wasn't the only one. And it was a lot of fun to see all of them come out and participate in that, and I think speaks volumes about the kind of people they are to travel as far as a lot of them did to help out with a pretty important movement at this point, right? So it was fun to spend a little time with them. And the game's second year, so it's just continuing to grow. So it was a lot of fun.
Let's get to know, not in the hole, but let's do one more round. Let's see how it goes. Outside of hockey, is there anything in particular that you'd want to share that you like to enjoy to decompress?
Family and friends, music, like to read. Once upon a time, I surfed a little bit.
Oh, really?
Won't be doing that here. I'll be playing hockey here.
When was the last time you surfed?
Probably last summer.
Okay, so that wasn't too long ago.
Not too long ago. Hey.
There you go. Told you I just needed one more round of this. I clearly need it.
Yeah, you're not very good at this.
My round against Stromer was a little bit better, I'll say.
It brings out the best in people, you know?
Yeah. All right, last one here. Let's see. There we go. Good ending there. Well, yeah. Hey, well, welcome to Anaheim.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you, and thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Like I said, just a lot of excitement to see what he can do for this Ducks lineup this year. All right, that leads us to our last interview as a part of this week's episode. Jacob Trouba, he joined the Ducks, of course, last season, midway through the season, as a part of a trade back in December. That was a crazy day. It was actually our Women in Sports night in addition to the trade. So we had a lot of things going on that day, but what a difference he made for this Ducks lineup since he joined the team, bringing that veteran presence, teaching the younger players. And I always go back to it, and it is something that I chat about with him in this interview, but I specifically remember standing in the hotel in Winnipeg the last game of the season last year. We were doing some interviews prior to the game. They didn't have a morning skate because it was a back-to-back Minnesota, and then we flew to Winnipeg. And the guys going and getting their breakfast, coffee, whatever it was. So I had the chance to talk with Jacob Trouba. And it was kind of full circle, ending the season in Winnipeg for him, a place that he has spent a bit of his career. I asked him, you know, how are you feeling? This is the last game of the year. We're here in the Peg, and it's your last game. And he just said, this year was crazy. He was really looking forward to the offseason, resetting, getting to spend some time back home with his family. And now he comes back. He's ready to go. He's also someone that I feel like has a fresh perspective heading into this season. And you get to hear a little bit about that in this interview. So last season, he ended up playing 53 games with the Ducks. Like I mentioned, just a big part of that defensive core and someone that the young players can learn a lot from. So let's get to Jacob Trouba's interview now.
We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days, joined by Jacob Trouba now. Trouba, welcome to our little setup that we have here today. We're going to be playing some cornhole and some golf. But first of all, how was your summer?
It was good. It was in New York for most of it. Came back here for whatever. I guess I've been here about a month or 5 weeks or so. It's all settled in. Excited for the season.
All right. Well, let's get excited about what we're about to do now. So you can stay on this side and I'll go over here. And we'll just see how this goes, and we'll just chat about your summer. And I don't know how much cornhole you play, but
more when I was a kid. Michigan cornhole is pretty big.
Okay,
but, yeah, not as much lately.
So not too competitive at this game.
No.
Okay, well, I'll let you go first. But
okay, we're also very close together.
Yeah, it's not regulation distance by any means. But coming into this season, now you have another former Ranger on your team. Also, great start.
Thank you.
What's it like having Chris Kreider join the team?
Very excited. That's not a great throw. I think when it was all kind of happening, he was pretty pumped, and we talked a lot, and now that we're here, we're living close to each other, and we have kids that are similar ages. Our wives are good friends, so it's just going to be a lot of fun for us this year.
Coming back to OC, we're getting a little better there. Coming back to OC this season, what is your favorite part about living in Orange County?
Obviously, the weather's probably an easy one, but I think just a little slower pace of life compared to Manhattan. It's just a little calmer and a little more relaxing, which I think is good.
Do you have a favorite place to go here or a favorite restaurant or anything like that?
Cannery's probably become a favorite restaurant early. I think a lot of guys go there. I like La Fagata's and like a Mexican place in CDM that I found last year, or someone showed me last year. Those are probably my two big favorites, but yeah, got to try some more.
Yeah.
Kind of living in a different area, so got to figure out that area a little bit more.
Your training, you mentioned it being back home for the summer.
Yep.
Did that change at all this year? I mean, you've been obviously having a lot of off-season training throughout your career.
A little bit, obviously longer summer than the past couple years. But yeah, nice to kind of get things back where I think they need to be. A lot of Pilates this summer, which was a bit different for me.
Okay.
But hopefully that works well.
Well, I have to say, I actually didn't even keep score on that first one, but I know that you had...
I don't know either. I made one and had three around.
Okay, well, maybe let's do one
more
and then jump over to golf.
Okay.
Wanted to ask you, too, before... You can go first. We'll let you go first again. So last year at the end of the season, one of the things you said to me was it was just a crazy year. Did you have some time to recoup throughout the summer and kind of reflect back on the year?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously the trade was tough on me. I don't know. I don't think that's like a secret to people who know me. Yeah, like leaving family at home is a nice shot. It's no fun. But now with everybody here, we kind of got everything back in order and things are right in my life, I would say, that maybe weren't last year all the time. So I'm excited.
All right. Nice shot. That was better this time. Okay. Well, let's get over to golf now. And we have a couple different putters. So
okay.
We'll let you choose from.
I'm ready. Those look like the two worst options possible.
So,
but okay.
They're not your typical, obviously. I mean, we were just at the Golf Classic, so you know a little bit about, you're already in the golf mode, but we're going to see how long it takes you to get a hole-in-one here.
With this putter?
Yep, with
from
the
where?
Backwards.
Just right here?
Yeah, the dot on the seven.
Okay, make it harder.
What are you looking forward to about this season? See if you can
I got to focus on this for a second before I answer that. Oh, it's close.
Another. Okay, so one. We're gonna keep track of this too and see see how the guys do.
Well, I really got to focus before I answer your question.
There we go.
Two, okay, what was the question?
What you're looking forward to about this season?
I think just another fresh start. I think every season kind of brings the same excitement. Everybody's back to square one. It's a new year, new team. Obviously, new coaches, a lot of new players. Yeah, just kind of the same excitement of you're building something and you know there's going to be some tough days and some great days and the ups and downs and everything that goes along with hockey and the season that makes it so fun. I think that's, that's why you love playing.
Yeah. Well, hey, Truba, you had a great start here. And we'll say that you won one and you had two.
I think I got a good chance in that one. Yeah. I don't see many first-timers
on that. We're going to keep tabs on that throughout the day. But, hey, thanks for joining us. Good luck this season. Get ready for training camp.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for this episode with Ryan Strome, Chris Kreider, and Jacob Truba for the start of our Media Day interviews. Training camp begins this week. Cannot wait. I'm just so excited. And we're going to have some coverage of training camp. If you're wondering as well, we'll have another episode of Light the Lamp with that coverage of day one of training camp, because there's always a lot happening on that first day. And we want to make sure to have you covered for it. But stick around. We have so many more of these Media Day interviews, playing cornhole and putting on the green. It was so much fun, and we're excited to bring you more of these interviews over the next month. So that'll do it for our hockey talk here on Light the Lamp, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.